السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أما بعد، قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أصحابي كالنجوم، بأيهم اقتديتم اهتديتم، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected ulama and friends, we are extremely fortunate that we are from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And among the many reasons for which we should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for being from this ummah is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His infinite wisdom and boundless bounty, chose for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a group of people with whom we call the Sahaba, ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. It is them who learnt this deen from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, preserved this deen, and promoted and propagated this deen till it has reached us. And for this, we should be extremely grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have narrated or quoted a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the khutbah, wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says and informs us, Ashabi kal nujum, that my companions are like stars. بِأَيِّهِمْ اُقْتَدَيْتُمْ اِهْتَدَيْتُمْ. Whichever one of them you would follow, you will be guided. Whichever one of them you will follow, you will attain success. I thought it appropriate that today we will discuss one companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a companion known as Abdul Rahman ibn Awf radiallahu ta'ala anhu. You might ask yourselves a question, that what is the reason that I have chosen this one companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to discuss this afternoon? And my reason for that is, friends, most of us in some way or the other are engaged in a profession of earning a livelihood. And in the process of earning our livelihood, we might be engaged in various forms of business, etc. Abdul Rahman ibn Awf radiallahu ta'ala anhu is that companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, friends, regarding whom history bears testimony of this fact, that he was among the most successful businessmen in the history of Islam. It is also noted about him that Abdul Rahman ibn Awf radiallahu ta'ala anhu was among the most wealthiest of companions among the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he was the most wealthiest of companions, and he was among the most successful businessmen, it would be interesting to understand what was the business module of this great companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abdul Rahman ibn Awf radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And our topic of discussion today is, firstly, we take guidance from the hadith of Rasulullah, if any one of my companions you follow, you will gain guidance. If you follow Abdul Rahman ibn Awf radiallahu ta'ala anhu in his business module, then most certainly, inshaAllah, in our various activities of earning our livelihood, we would be successful, inshaAllah. And that is the purpose for which I chose to discuss Abdul Rahman ibn Awf radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Before going on to the actual topic of the business module of Abdul Rahman ibn Awf, it would be important for us also to understand who this companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. What is his status? Abdul Rahman ibn Awf radiallahu ta'ala anhu accepted Islam at the age of 30. He was born in Makkah during the year of the elephants. He was among the 8 companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who had accepted Islam. after Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, from which we learn that he was among the early companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hence he participated in most of the activities of Islam or early Islam in the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdurrahman ibn Awf radiallahu ta'ala anhu is also that companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, regarding whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given him the glad tidings of Jannah in this world. He is among the Ashra Mubashara, the 10 companions whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given the glad tidings of Jannah in this world. Abdurrahman ibn Awf radiallahu ta'ala anhu is also that companion who has the honor of leading Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in salah. On occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed his salah behind Abdurrahman ibn Awf radiallahu ta'ala anhu. From it in itself, we can understand the status of this companion. He also migrated to Abyssinia, he migrated to Medina, he participated in all the battles with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, the battle of Badr, rather in the battle of Uhud, Abdurrahman ibn Awf had earned at least 21 wounds on his body, the result of which was that he had a limp until the time he left this world. So that is, on the one hand, the nobility of this companion, the greatness of this companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But coming to our topic, friends, the business module of this great companion. When Abdurrahman ibn Awf radiallahu ta'ala anhu migrated to Madinatul Munawwara, Abdurrahman ibn Awf migrated empty-handed. He had nothing with him when he migrated. As was the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Rasulullah used to establish the fraternity of those that migrated from Makkah to someone from among the Ansar, those that lived in Medina. So Abdurrahman ibn Awf radiallahu ta'ala anhu's fraternity was established with Sa'd ibn Rabi'ah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When he welcomed Abdurrahman ibn Awf, he offered Abdurrahman ibn Awf half his wealth and said to him, I will divorce one of my wives and you marry one of my wives. Abdurrahman ibn Awf radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to Sa'd ibn Rabi'ah, he thanked him for his generosity and he said, I do not wish to break your home and at this moment I am not in need of your wealth. However, show me the road to the markets of Medina. This is the first lesson that we learn from the business module of Abdurrahman ibn Awf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that in his mind, to have in the beginning capital to start business was not the only priority. But the priority, or in his mind, the success of a businessman is hard work and to have a commitment to work. He asked to be shown the markets of Medina, not to just go and sit in the market of Medina, but to do a market research of Madinatul Munawwara and the business that was taking place in Medina Munawwara. But we'll come back to this shortly, friends. In order to understand and appreciate this companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the business module of this great companion, I have said that he had migrated to Medina empty-handed. He had nothing. What was his worth at the time of his death? When we say he was so successful and he was among the wealthiest of companions, at the time of his death, Abdurrahman ibn Awf radiallahu ta'ala anhu left behind 20 sons and 8 daughters. It says that just to distribute the gold that he had left for his family, they had to use a chisel and a hammer to cut the gold into pieces to be distributed. Abdurrahman ibn Awf radiallahu ta'ala anhu has also left in his wasiyah, and we know that you're only allowed or permitted 1/3 of your entire estate to those that are not permitted to inherit from you. So for them, Abdurrahman ibn Awf radiallahu ta'ala anhu left behind for every single or every one of the 100 participants of the Battle of Badr, 400 dinars. 400 dinars for every one of the 100 surviving participants of the Battle of Badr. Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu had also left behind 50,000 dinars to be distributed among the orphans and the widows and the poor of Madinatul Munawwara. Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu had also taken upon himself to look after the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, in one hadith, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give Abdurrahman ibn Auf the water from the well of Salsabil, the spring in Jannah. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me that, oh Aisha, bear testimony to the sincerity and the faith of anyone who spends on you after I leave this world. Because if they spend upon you whilst I am here, there might be ulterior motives. But after I leave and they look after you and they spend on you, bear testimony to the faith and sincerity of him. Abdurrahman ibn Auf did not only look after Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, but he took upon himself to look after all the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He left behind an orchard, friends, which was sold for 400,000 dinars. This is just part of the wealth that Abdurrahman ibn Auf had. The time does not permit us to talk about all of that, but just to give us an indication of his monetary wealth. The business module is the one that we want to shed some focus on. He asked to go to the markets of Medina. In the simplicity of the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, friends, there was inherent in them the sophistication of modern day economics. His reason to go to the markets of Medina was to do a market research before commencing any business. That is what people say we should do today. He went to Medina, he stayed in the markets of Medina, spent different times and different days to understand the profile of customers, to understand the needs of customers, to understand what is sold in Madinatul Munawwara. What are the things that I should engage in? And after a few days when doing a thorough market research, Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu decided on the type of business that he wants to engage in. History tells us that in Madinatul Munawwara during that time, the commodities that were sold in Medina were utensils, perfume, flour, wheat, butter, dates. These were some of the major commodities that were sold in Madinatul Munawwara. We also know that the Jewish community had settled in Yathrib, in Medina, many years prior to the Muslims migrating to Medina. And the Jewish community had established a very successful business in the markets of Medina, and they had control, a total monopoly of the trade in Madinatul Munawwara. It was in the backdrop of that environment that Abdurrahman ibn Auf had to make his choice. Abdurrahman ibn Auf made three choices, friends, and from the three choices there are lessons for us. Firstly, he decided that he's only going to deal in one commodity. Secondly, he's going to start his business on a very small scale. And thirdly, he's going to deal in butter. The question arises, what was the thinking of Abdurrahman ibn Auf? His reason was, friends, to start on a small scale, or rather, to concentrate only on one product so that he can focus on quality. So his first or second lesson on the business model of Abdurrahman ibn Auf, that whatever you do, provide quality. Whether it is your employment, whether it is service, whether it is trade, whether it is products, he decided, I will start on one product so that I can focus on quality. His second reason was that he chose butter. He had to make a decision, either I engage myself in business that fulfills the wants of people or the needs of people. If I focus on the wants of people, on luxuries, on things that is not necessary, at times of difficulty people will not spend there. They will only spend in necessities. Therefore, let me rather start my business on necessities, and he chose butter. And his reason for starting on a small scale, friends, to take a calculated risk. So that if I start on a small scale, the major players in the market will not look at me as an opposition, and it will give me an opportunity to establish my customer base. So these were the three choices that Abdul Rahman ibn Awf radiallahu ta'ala took, and he started his business in this fashion. And later, friends, Abdul Rahman ibn Awf radiallahu ta'ala did not only remain in Badr, but he became the most successful businessman in the markets of Medina and in Arabia. And what was the reason for that? Because he established a branding. We talk of that in modern day economics. He established a branding. And what was the branding of Abdul Rahman ibn Awf? It's supposed to be the branding of every Muslim businessman. And the branding of Abdul Rahman ibn Awf, friends, if you look at from his choices and his way, was integrity, quality, reliability, honesty and kindness. That was the branding of Abdul Rahman ibn Awf. Integrity, reliability, honesty, kindness, and reliability. So that became the branding of Abdul Rahman ibn Awf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which resulted in him becoming the wealthiest and most successful businessman in the history of Islam. He did not only focus thereafter on this, but thereafter, friends, he also was engaged in the real estate business because he established his branding. He had many properties in Madinatul Munawwarah. He was not only in trade, but he also was an agriculturist. He had many farms in Madinatul Munawwarah. And he was also engaged in the business of import and export. He used to export into Medina things that people required, and rather imported to Medina things that people required and exported out of Medina that which people had in excess. From this, friends, we understand the business model of Abdul Rahman ibn Awf. If you follow that business model with that branding as a Muslim tradesman, inshallah, Allah will give us success. The final point in the business model of Abdul Rahman ibn Awf radiallahu ta'ala anhu was, friends, the concept of accountability on the day of Qiyamah. He understood that everything that I have is not because of my doing, is not because of my effort, but rather it is because of the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He did not become indifferent to the source of his income. And therefore, at every moment, he was always cognizant of the fact that I am going to account for what I have. He used to go to Umm Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha, the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he used to tell her, "Oh Umm Salma, I always fear of the abundance of wealth that Allah has given me." And Umm Salma used to advise him, "Oh Abdul Rahman, continue giving in charity, it will save you from the challenges of wealth." Many a times, when good food was placed before Abdul Rahman ibn Awf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he used to weep profusely. And he used to say that Mus'ab ibn Umayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is far better than me. When Mus'ab ibn Umayr died, he did not even have a sheet to cover his body. Oh Abdul Rahman, how are you going to account for all these bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you? So he was always cognizant of the fact of accountability on the day of Qiyamah. And to show gratitude to the wealth that Allah has given you, the ulama has said you must see to the needs of the poor from your wealth. You also don't become indifferent to the source of your income, and do not become extravagant in the halal rozi that Allah has provided you for. And I will conclude with one incident of Abdul Rahman ibn Awf which tells us his concept of wealth. Once there were 700 camels that were on the outskirts of Madinatul Munawwarah laden with goods that belonged to Abdul Rahman ibn Awf. People in Madinatul Munawwarah started talking of the amount of wealth and the goods of Abdul Rahman ibn Awf that is coming into Madinatul Munawwarah. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha heard of this. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha to divert the attention of people from the wealth of Abdul Rahman ibn Awf to the responsibilities of wealth, said to the people, wealth has its own challenges. So that people don't look at the wealth of Abdul Rahman ibn Awf, but rather focus on the responsibilities of having wealth. When Abdul Rahman ibn Awf heard of this, he immediately came to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha and he said to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, oh, mother of believers, I have heard that you have made this comment. Bear testimony to the fact, oh mother of believers, that the entire merchandise of Abdul Rahman ibn Awf that is in the outskirts of Medina, I have given it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was the concept of wealth that Abdul Rahman ibn Awf had. Therefore, when he died, Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu addressed the janazah of Abdul Rahman ibn Awf and said, oh Abdul Rahman, you drank the pure water of this world and you stayed away from the impure water of this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding of our deen. May He give us the opportunity and the ability to follow our companions, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every field of our activities. Be it in business, let us have the branding of Abdul Rahman ibn Awf, which is supposed to be the branding of a Muslim businessman. And let us have integrity, service, quality, reliability in everything that we do, so that people are invited towards the beauty of our deen. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.